that just kind of came from, honestly, from out of nowhere. Ari was over at the house, and she was a lot throughout quarantine. She had expressed interest on maybe trying something with London on the track.
Uh-huh.
And so London came over, and with London, Nisha came with, and he started an idea. It was like very base level, you know?
Uh-huh.
But he started an idea, and him and Nisha went upstairs into one of the other production areas and came back down with, like, the bulk of what that song should be, you know?
Right.
And everybody was floored. We were like, it's almost there, but things are missing. So, boom, we end up taking the song. She didn't cut it right away.
Okay.
So me and Tommy ended up taking the record and really just producing it out, you know? So we took it, you know, changing kicks or adding snares, hi-hats, you know, strings.
Right.
I replayed guitar moments in there and, you know, little dropouts, just all kinds of stuff, you know? Like, it just ended up being something that after we touched it and she heard it again.
Right.
She was already in love with it, but then she was like, married now, you know? She was
right.
Like, okay, this is it, I'm cutting this.
All right. And so you and Tommy did together 9 songs, all with Ari. So, you know, what's that like in the studio creating, you know, the other 8 songs?
I mean, it's amazing. Especially just working with her in general, because she's so easygoing. Like, she's family, you know.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, so it's I don't know. It's just like, it's literally just like hanging out and being in the studio and throwing paint and seeing what comes out, you know. And it just so happened that what came out was that beautiful. You know, everything was just beautiful. I just think that we ended up making one of the most cohesive albums of 2020, maybe possibly 2021. I don't know yet.